Welcome back, stoners. Welcome to Stoner Talk. I am your host, B.C. All right. And today, stoners, we're going to talk about something that needs to be explained so the knowledge can be understood and taken care of. We're going to talk about something that may get me in trouble, but I really hope you listen and understand I'm coming from a great place. We're going to talk about what's worse, being cheated on by a man or cheated on by a woman. Let me light my fang. Cherry Kush. Anyways, now let me give you some backstory right fast. I had a whole different podcast in mind, stoners. And what it was going to be about was women taking accountability because of a small argument that I had got, not really small, but an argument that I got in with my baby's mother. No names, please. And we had a conversation. Well, actually, I just listened and I noticed that she took like no accountability into why we are now co-parents instead of just two parents in a household. And I had a whole podcast I did and I was about to submit. But then I thought of a person that might have thought that I was speaking to her because of some information that I wasn't privy to, right? May sound similar to what I'm going through, right? And that's far from the case. Far from the case. You know, I never want this person to think that I think she is a bad person. I actually think she's a very good person. I think she is a beautiful, nice, kind-hearted person. And like all of us, we're trying to figure things out. And life is a Rubik's Cube. The right moves could look like wrong ones. The wrong ones could look like right ones. We're figuring it out, you know. I would never judge nobody for figuring it out. You dig? I just wanted to convey that. But regardless, I did so. I deleted it, I scratched it, and I thought of another way to explain or what I wanted to explain and yet drop some stoner knowledge on y'all. And that's why I came up with what's worse. Now, stonettes, women, listen, I understand you have your grievances, right? And I promise you I would do a podcast on it. But for right now, okay, I want you to listen to a quote. A wise person once said, there are two types of cheaters, men and women. When women cheat, it's emotional. When a man cheats, it's physical. And what's funny about that, physical pain heals. Yes, the scar is still visible, but it's healed. Emotional pain is forever, as long as your memory allows it. It hit deep because it's true. Okay? So let me explain, ladies. I'm going to explain to you why I believe, this is just my opinion, you know, this is not gospel, this is not facts. If you rock with me, you rock with me. This is my opinion. I believe when women cheat, right, depending on what level she cheats on, is way more egregious. Let me explain that. When women cheat, okay, there are two types of levels that women cheat. Okay? They cheat because that's their only option other than not being happy. For whatever reason, they're not happy. Okay? And there's the other cheat that's searching for something that they don't want to find, but who searches and never find. But anyways, I digress. Let me explain that further, okay? You have a hypothetical where you have a woman, right? And, you know, you find out that she's cheating on you, right? Now, women tell the truth based on knowledge already obtained and past aggressions towards said truth. In other words, however you act towards shit, they're going to remember that. And I'm not telling him because he's going to trip out. In other words, if your woman goes out there and cheats on you and she has sex with Tommy, right? And while she's fucking Tommy, Tommy's friend Bill walks into the room and, you know, one thing leads to another. Next thing you know, she's getting a train ran on her. She's not going to tell you about the train, but she will tell you about Tommy and just leave that part out. Because in her mind, if she tells you that, you're going to look at her, oh, I'm a hoe. He's not going to ever like me. Da-da-da. Ladies, listen to me. And I know a lot of ladies do this. You know, I'll tell him what he needs to know and not what he wants to know. I'm going to tell you like this. When we ask you what's going on, we know what you could say is already going to hurt us. Because in every man's mind, and I'll tell you why it's in our mind, when our woman cheats, oh, she's a porn star. She got fisted by two dudes with boxing gloves on. In our mind, you did it all. There's nothing you can say you didn't do because, oh, I didn't want to disrespect you. No, you did it all. Why? Because of the two reasons why women cheat. If you're doing something, right, that she deems either egregious or you never act like this and it's fucking us up and you refuse to change your ways, right, you're pushing her towards something. So we know once you get pushed towards something, you're not going to go half-ass. I mean, hell, when I met you, I was smitten. So I could just imagine what you've learned over the years, right? And everybody wants to put their best foot forward, correct? So we already know you went for a porn star. No, we don't want to hear it, but we already know. We're not listening for that. We want to know how and where. And the how and where determines if we forgive you or not. See, because when men say I love you, we mean that for real. When women say I love you, that is under the condition that we provide something as men. In other words, as a man, you provide security, better keep doing it. You provide financial security, you better keep doing it. Sexual satisfaction, you better keep doing it. Whatever you provide her that made her make the decision to choose you, you cannot slack and or stop, because that is why she loves you. Us men, we love unconditionally. There's nothing you can do that as a man we can't fix. So, with that being said, you cheat on us. Now, don't get me wrong, there are men out there that hear the word cheat. I don't give a fuck what happened, how it happened, I'm gone. But any real nigga that's really in love, you can't just turn that off. So let's talk to me after I blow the line, because you know I'm mad, but talk to me. And the first thing I want to know is, who is it? Now, you're thinking we want to know who it is and is it going to hurt us or blah, 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 blah. No, it's time to evaluate. Now, let's say that's Tommy over there. Okay. He's driving like a Tesla. No. Handsome cat. Like he hit the gym a lot. Okay. Money going in the bank. Okay. So you wasn't out here just trying to get any random dick. That person had to, at the very least, he had to be a better man than me, or at least match what I am. Okay. That's respectful. All right. Cool. That's rare. You don't just find that on every corner. So you're not out here being a hoe. You're actually trying to find something. Okay. Let's move on. So, yeah, y'all had sex. What y'all deal? Y'all had sex. And you think we're trying to hear about the nasty? Nuh-uh. I'm listening for one thing. Was it like by his partner house? Was it like in a backseat of a car? Now, if a woman be like, yeah, we had sex a couple times in the backseat of the car, and I gave him head once or twice when we met, da da da. You know what we hearing? Okay. This probably around every time me and you got into it, you went searching for him. And then y'all just seized the opportunity to fuck. That right there, it may make you look like a hoe, make you look bad, but that's forgivable. Why? Because any real man, every problem is our fault. We take responsibility. Why? It's a lazy, selfish way of fixing something. I don't have to control your emotions or do anything for you, right? So all I gotta do is make sure I don't, or I do this, and everything just happens to work out. Okay. So I'll take the onus. Right? That's how we see things. If there's cars, sex, and you know what I'm saying? Because the alternative is the women that get the hotels, the motels, the Holiday Inns. And you're thinking, like, what's the difference? Well, the difference is planning, which means you know what you're doing wrong. You have it in your head. There is no spontaneous. You have the time to think about it and not do it. And when you have that in a room for 8 hours, that means you have to plan a couple days ahead to make sure you don't get busted. That also means you're going to be in one room for no less than 8 hours. Six, maybe, depending on what hotel or motel you go to. Like, you're still thinking, stone ass, like, well, I don't get it. What's the difference between this car? No, it's more intimate in these settings. See, a car, if I hit you in the back seat, you're only getting one or two positions. That's quickie. I'm just trying to get a nut. I'm just trying to feel better. Hotel, we fuck for 1-2 hours, right? Now we got the rest of this. What are we about to do? We about to chill, about to talk, about to, you know what I'm saying? About to woo. And the next thing you know, intimacy comes into play. And when intimacy is into play, that is a very hard thing to forgive. Because now it's not on me. There's nothing I can do or say that can change anything. Everything is on your decision now. Because once intimacy creeps into play, right, now he's more amplified by minuscule acts. In other words, if he smacks you on the butt as you walk past him, you would compare that to me and say, I never touch you you never touch me when I walk past you. I've been touching you for the last years we've been together. I miss a couple times, and all of a sudden he got a head start. He just got here. In other words, what I'm saying is that women are very emotional creatures. But here's the thing. Their emotions have to be entangled with someone else, or they don't feel validated. Okay? So they do whatever to validate their emotions. So whatever you're doing to push her out, if that's the case, she's going to go find either a friend and or a friend to validate why she's angry about it. And whatever she feels like doing to compensate for it, it's okay. Now, if you listen, there is nothing in there that the boyfriend or husband can do once intimacy comes in play. There's only one way to fix intimacy. If your woman cheated on you with that, right? You now have to forget about your own happiness as a man and only focus on her. Okay? Hyperspeed type thing. Even if you're getting nothing out of it, you have to make sure she gets it all. It won't last forever. One day she'll look up and see, hopefully. It's a very dangerous game to play because I have seen it backfire. You know, because they do say you don't give somebody more of something they already don't respect that you're giving them. Like, you offering you cookies and you just ignoring. It doesn't help if I go get a bucket of cookies and give it to you. You don't want that either. Actually, giving me that much now is annoying. So it is true, but two things can be true at the same time. There are women that will look at that like, ew, I'm done with it. But there are some women that will look up and see that and be like, oh, he's really trying. And once they see that, it makes them look at other things. And then other things. And the next thing you know, you look at themselves. See, the reason why I say that it's excuse me, it's so much worse when a woman cheats, because there's a very thin line between backseat sex and, you know, my man was making me mad, so I did this. Very thin line between that and intimacy. Okay. See, because what women fail to understand, especially beautiful women, if you're a very pretty girl, thick with that booty, thick thighs, fun vibe, personality, cute feet. Now throw on top of that your freakiest sex, because that's what he's getting every single time. Right? You're showing him the perfect girlfriend in reality. Do not underestimate the power of you as a woman. He is seeing this, and in his mind, he's thinking, I don't understand why your man ain't acting right. Like, I would drink your bath water and blah, 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 blah. Because he's seeing not only the best version of you, right? He's seeing a fantasy character. Because this version, oh yeah, she is very real and the potential is there. But every day, all day, this is you? No, it's not. And men, we're dumb. We literally think, of course it's him. It gotta be him. Look how nice this girl is. Who would want to be mad at her? And da 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 da. Men think about the things that women just don't see. Right. And women, I hope I explained it, but that's the only reason why I believe it's worse, because when women cheat, they're cheating for a reason. But regardless of that reason, it gets befuddled and blurry when you're dealing with a man who's only seeing the best version of you. And please do not underestimate the best version of you. It is something to behold. I've seen guys literally beat up this girl's husbands. You're already bagging her. She's already doing what she has to do to come see you. And because her emotion seems valid and solid, he rests on those feelings. He validates them by doing things you're wondering, why is he about to do? All of a sudden, the guy, he didn't like your man. Like, you don't even think about it, but now he hates him. Like, I want to beat him up, be honest with you. You don't think nothing of it, but he's drawn off of your emotions. Like, every time you bring him up, you get screw-faced up. He's always doing something wrong. He's not mad at him. He don't like how that's making you feel. And it's starting to get to him because he's feeling that, but he's not supposed to feel that. And then just hating on him turns into hating him. Relationships are the easiest thing in the world when there are two people in them. But when one person is trying to have a relationship, it's so hard because it's an oxymoron. Two people can move a couch easier than one person. And I don't give a fuck how strong the other person is. Two people can move it way easier. And by that, it means I'm picking up my end of the couch. I'm taking all responsibility of things I've done. And I need to own that. Own it, learn from it, and never do it again. Don't keep saying sorry. Show sorry through actions. But women, and I'm sorry, Stonehands, but y'all do not like to pick up your end of the couch. You would like to call somebody over to help you, and that's called using an excuse. Well, I did this because of, this happened because of, you know. You take the onus off of you and put it on something else, and then you wonder why, like, as men, we have to either have two choices. When our women cheat on us and we don't want to leave, we're left with two choices. Either become vengeful, with fury guiding us, or we become depressed with death as our neighbor. That's our only options. Because if we're depressed, then that looks weak on us as men. Because we're depressed over somebody who really don't even want us. And we're just holding on to them. We look weak. And that depression can only be absolved through anger and fury. Because that's the only two options. I can't be happy. That's impossible. The only thing left for me is anger and fury. And at least with anger and fury, I look strong. At least I have strength as a man. And that gets mistaken as he's crazy. He's tripping. I thought we were cool. He's on some other stuff. No, he's on the exact same thing. Except we are emotionally stupid. We don't know how to compartmentalize certain things. That's why there is that evaluation system. Because you're not going to just tell me outright what it is. I have to know through my experience and through life. I know for a fact, if every time y'all fucked around, it was in some dark alley or some spot, da da da, that was by chance. That means I did some dumb shit, you got mad, left the house, went dumb, something stupid. And that also means that I could have fixed or prevented that. And if I want you, if I love you, and I want to sacrifice my pride, I can fix my relationship. As men, that's how, real men, that's how we think. But if every single time y'all was, you know, out and about, you know what I'm saying, carousels, and then you ended up at his house, and it was at your house, and there was this time that takes planning. That takes knowing you're doing the wrong thing and still executing. That's a lot of evil in that. So once we start hearing about intimacy, that's the relationship ender. That's the relationship changer, right? And it amazes me that all women have to do is accept what they did, take responsibility, and do the simple job of mending what you did, even if it's stupid. Because what's stupid to you is life to us. Once we find out our woman has cheated, right, and we decide to keep them, right? When you think it's cool and that he's forgiving me, my relationship is straight, it is not. He will never, ever forget. Prepare to say sometimes the same thing over and over. Prepare to sometimes have a conversation about the same thing you've already had a conversation about. But have the conversation like you're just hearing it for the first time and being so sweet that you're trying to get that off his head. Like, prepare to do dumb shit, because as men, we will never forget that. Because that was a time that we were conquered by another man. So we're going to need your help to move forward. And any woman, I believe, that has problems with mending something that you wrecked, and not only you have a problem mending it, I'm not even letting you do it blindly. You know exactly what you need to say. You know exactly what you need to do. And sometimes it'd be the most smallest things, right? And then that's what kind of kills it for women, because nobody is ever exhausted and tired of telling the truth. Nobody pains when it's time to tell the truth. But your soul was created by God. The body is a temple and it does not hold lies well. So when we have to lie, it's exhausting. It makes me angry. It makes me mad. And then women get caught up in those emotions, forgetting that you caused these emotions to come out all along. But they forget that, and now you even bringing the situation up aggravates them, because they know now I have to either lie or bend the truth some type of way so I don't look bad. And it's not fair. Because we get deemed as crazy, and why are you bringing up old stuff? And it's like a house, right? Like a beautiful house. If the pipes bust in your kitchen, right? You get your tools together. You know what I'm saying? You go down there, you open it up, analyze it, find out what's wrong. You fix the problem, clean the problem up, close the cabinet. It's good. House is working perfectly. Let's say a couple years down the line, next thing you know, a leak pops up right where you fixed it. Pow, a leak. Now, you can say, let me grab my tools and do the exact same thing I did before, but this time maybe a little bit smaller so I can fix this so I can be comfortable. No, what some women would do is say, no, fuck that pipe. I already fixed that, and I'm not about to do that again. It'll be okay. And as you keep saying that, that leak is messing up the kitchen. The water then creeped into the living room, and now your living room is unlivable. Now the whole house is unbearable to be in because you wouldn't take the time to fix a little bitty leak in a problem that you created. That's how I see it, stoners. You cheated. You got caught. If you want to be with this man for the rest of your life, as long as he has a memory, be prepared to apologize for life. Because guess what? When men cheat, we're ready for it. We know 20 years down the line, you can hear about some shit you did back in 88. You're right. All I know is I'm glad we got through that. That's what you'll get from us. But from women, you even bringing that up is so wrong and so just not right. And oh my God, I thought we were past it. Like, it turns into something so what the fuck. And that angers men. And the reason why it angers us is because right then and there, we realize we're in a relationship by ourselves. Because we're trying to mend something that we didn't do while at the same time be a better man for you. So we doing everything in the relationship to fix the relationship, but by ourselves. Because now what you done does not mean anything. It's more about how I'm reacting. There is no such thing as a perfect relationship. Relationships are jobs. If you don't want to do your job and I have to do your job for you, well, now you look at me in resentment and I also look at you like, why do I need you? You have to understand, stoner, my stoner women, you have to understand, men, the body of life, the head of that is men, but you are the neck. Yeah, we come up with the ideas, but you guide them in a safe place. Without you, we fall. So excuse me if the one person that can hold me up is now one of the people that actually let me down. You should have no problem fixing that leak anytime it arises, because that leak could have ruined your house, and it didn't. And you have to be prepared to protect your home, which is your heart, which is your person, forever. Everything happens for a reason. If you want to ignore the reason, that will make you dismiss what happened. And now all of a sudden, he is invalidated and his feelings don't matter. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why when women cheat, it's like Mother Nature cheating on God. Not only do we need each other, you have no idea the people we are hurting in the process of choosing ourselves. So, stoners, I'll leave you with a quote by St. Valentine, a priest. I think it was like 1700s or 1800s. He would marry back in medieval times, it was, you had to have like, you had to be royalty and like with money to marry for collateral and everything. So poor people could not get married. So what the St. Valentine would do was go around to, you know, poor neighborhoods and marry people that had no money for free. And, you know, through, and they found them, killed them and all that good stuff. But that's where Valentine's Day comes from. It's the respect of a person that made sure love prevailed. Okay? And he once said that relationships, that word was made for a reason. You can't have relations with yourself, and a ship has a captain and a co-captain. Which means you can't have one without the other. Both matter. That's why it's relationship and not a self boat. Please follow me on all my social medias. Mr. Super Duper Beat. Wait, no. Run it back. They're all new, stoners. Everything is all brand new. The social medias now are Stoner Talking Loud. That's the Twitch. That's the Instagram. Stoner Talking Loud 45 is the YouTube. I do apologize. My other YouTube channel got deleted, so I had to switch everything up. The email is different. StonerTalkingLoud@gmail.com. Stoners, okay? Everything is different. No more Mr. Super Duper BC. I was that in sixth grade, and I kept it long enough. It's now Stoner Talking Loud everywhere. Don't forget to go check out the YouTube, Stoner Talking Loud 45. Now, ladies, before I let you go, I just want to say one thing. You are not a bad person because you were a bad person. You're only a bad person if you refuse to try to be a good one. Stoners unite!